Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It is 10 o'clock on the East Coast. And this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. And this Saturday night is the NWF Spooktacular. So tonight I am once again joined by one of my favorite co-hosts ever, Miss Callie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Ace. Pleasure as always. NWF Spooktacular, one of the funnest nights in the NWF for the fall season. And let me tell you, it is a hell of a lineup for that night. And I cannot wait to go over this with our special guest this evening. Because I'm sure he's got a lot to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, NWF superstar Ricky Cardinal.
Good evening, sir.
Hello, hey, this isn't Ricky Cardinal. What type of show is this? What's going on here?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me stand corrected.
Yeah,
it
absolutely, Callie. Do your job. You can't do that, right? First off, let me start by introducing myself. I am the Prince of Sport, Lexus Montez, and I'm gracing Matt Chat. First of all, thank you for messing up my name, sir, who I don't know. Callie, thanks for also not doing your job correctly.
My apologies to the Prince of Sport. Ladies and gentlemen, we were scheduled to have Ricky Cardinal, but we are so graciously joined by none other than the man that will take on Calypso this Saturday night. The
Your
Prince
future
of
Unified
Sport,
Champion.
Lexus Montez.
That's absolutely correct.
So Lexus, let's just dive straight into everything. First off,
cool.
You are one of the most up-and-coming stars in the NWF at this time.
Let me stop you there, Callie. I am one of the best stars in the NWF today. I'm not one of the upcoming stars. I may be the future, but that doesn't mean that I shouldn't get my props, which I don't get there, but I'll let you finish.
You came on the scene in a big way. You came on. You were aligned at one point with William Walker. You have made a name for yourself all on your own since his absence, I'll say it that way. And you have continued to make a name for yourself.
As always.
You took on the 5-star superstar Jay Donaldson in order to get your shot in Fairfield last month.
Yeah.
Which, that match did end in a lot of controversy.
Yeah, it did. And you know why? It ended in controversy because Jay thinks he deserves the spotlight all the time, which he clearly doesn't. His time's over. Jay's been there for 16 years. I've been here for 2, and I deserve every single moment that's been given to me. Gatekeepers like Jay Donaldson don't deserve to have multiple chances at the Unified Championship. Hell, Jay Donaldson should be at the back of the line grooming for other talent to come up when he just is hogging all the spotlight. Why is he hogging all the spotlight? Why isn't Lexus Montez's name on the marquee? It just now started to be on the marquee because I had to make some noise for myself.
Well, I will say this. You have done that in what I will call a rather entertaining fashion because you pull no punches.
Wait. What do you mean in entertaining fashion?
Just that. I mean, you're not somebody that's going to stand there and just hint around, hey, you know, what up me over here? No, you've went out and you have made people stand up and pay attention to you. And to me, I do. I find that to be very entertaining when people will go out and do that because you're there, you've seen it, not a lot of people do.
Absolutely.
So I will give you that.
So the other thing is, a lot of people in the NWF doesn't like to ruffle feathers with the management, but I've been on record saying that Nate Pelly doesn't know what he's doing. He's out here giving Jake Donaldson rewards. He's out giving Kalisto millions and millions of chances. Roger Ruffin doesn't know what he's doing. This place is in terrible shape, and I don't see how everyone can enjoy this show when guys like me, Lexus Montez, have not even been given opportunity. Where's my opportunity? Oh, it's right now because Roger decided to give me one. I've always deserved to be unified champion. Hell, I've even deserved to be NWF heavyweight champion. But you know what? We're taking baby steps right now, and we'll get to that when we get there.
I will say this. You have definitely grabbed hold of this opportunity, and you are running with it, and I will give you props for that.
Absolutely. You should.
Let's delve into this Saturday night. We've got 9 huge matches, just that I've written down off of what I know has been announced.
Right. Don't boss man this up, Callie. Come on.
Oh, no. I am not boss man, and everybody knows it. I'm better than boss man. If nothing else,
you're lady boss man. You guys are on par with each other, but I'll be the judge of that after this interview.
We have got Mr. Reality Check, the man from the Windy City, going one-on-one with the returning Sergeant Ledbetter. Two big men that are not
recognized.
Fair enough. We've got another young man who is up and coming, Hollywood Adam Swayze, taking on the veteran Christopher Michael Lotus. Match 3, and Swayze says it's going to be a clean sweep.
I doubt it. Adam Swayze is about as tough as a paper bag. His nails are disgusting, and I'm pretty sure Lotus is just going to kick his ass, but that's just me personally.
You've got legendary Larry D taking on another individual who you are familiar with.
I'm
the one-man wrecking crew, T-Money.
See, that's another thing. These two guys are, as Bossman keeps saying, strength or, like, power personified or some crap like that, some weird marquee trying to make this match. Basically, it's going to go in there and be a giant kaiju battle, if you will. Two monsters going head-to-head with Larry D and T-Money. I am very familiar with T-Money. I've had my run-ins with T-Money in the past, which I would like to have another opportunity to face T-Money to show him that I am way better than I was before. Larry D, I've not had the opportunity. He's a very big and strong individual who's had some classic matches over the last few months, and I think this is going to be probably one of my favorite matches to watch.
Cannot dispute that.
Absolutely.
You
not.
Have a 6-man tag as the Crimson Mafia takes on the team of Jesse Hyde and the tag team champions Jordan Clearwater and David Tyler. Obviously, an experienced head would go to the Mafia because you've got two veterans like Wildcat Chris Harris and the Mercenary. But
yeah, Charlie, but can the Mafia actually get the job done?
There's the question.
That's the question. The generic baby faces, David Tyler and Jordan Clearwater, on the other hand, have also been one of those guys that got keys to the castle, which I did not, by the way. And they are the tag team champions. They're generic. They don't have any flavor. They're just there. They're vanilla. Why are they there? People don't like these guys. People don't cheer for these dudes. Jesse, on the other hand, is an NWF legend. He's been there for a while. Sure, I respect him for that. But at the same time, I feel like the Mafia may get the job done if, all their cards are in order there. But other than that, I don't know. I don't know.
Speaking of title matches, we have the Tri-State Championship on the line. Champion Pompano Joe takes on Big League Alex Hayden.
Actually, I got to stop you right there. I think he's just Alex Hayden now. I don't think he's Big League Lady Boss Man. First off, what happened to Ricky Cardinal? Second off, how did Alex Hayden get a shot at the Tri-State Championship? Let's all talk about that. Who's sanctioning these championship matches? Where's the contendership? Where's the number one contenders board, like a top five bracket? We're going off just giving people title shots. What's that about?
I mean, that's a very good question. That would definitely be one for Roger Ruffin or Nate Pelly. My understanding,
well,
Alex Hayden got a win.
I'm voicing my discretion. I mean, my disgruntled whatever. I don't know. I'm just upset that the fact of the matter is there's no championship structure where everybody just gets a title shot. Who's fighting for these titles? Guys who just think they deserve title shots? Unlike me, who's deserved a title shot for a long period of time. And Alex Hayden, who actually has been, I don't know, kind of on a downswing and he's getting title opportunities. Don't understand that. How does he get to the front of the line? You know what? I honestly think that Pompano Joe should probably have the night off, seeing how he's already dismantled Alex Hayden before. But that's just me personally.
We also have the NWF Championship being defended. Nasty Russ taking on the former champion and his former best friend, the Titan.
Well, first off, Titan was never Russ's best friend. Let's all take a history lesson here. Titan, or Nicholas, was Russ's young boy. He carried Russ's bags. We all know this. He was NG, and he managed the thugs, and he was, like, maybe 95 pounds soaking wet. He was never his best friend. Things like this don't really matter because Titan is just a failure. He's failed the NWF numerous times. He's just a terrible, terrible champion. Well, and pretty much Russ has this in the bag. Russ is a decorated champion. He's a great competitor. I've seen him wrestle numerous of times. The guy's good. Titan, I don't know if he's going to be able to hold a candle to that. That's spectacular.
I honestly, after that last match, I think Titan's going to take it to Russ, and to me, it's a toss-up as to who's walking away champion on that one. Because
I don't see it, Callie. I think you have biased commentary going on here right now, but I'm just saying I don't think Titan's touching Russ as far as Spooktacular goes.
Oh, I'll give Russ credit where credit's due. He earned the title. I will give him that.
One thing I will say, though, I feel like Russ is one of the most underrated NWF champions that has ever touched that title.
I can agree he has been underrated in the past. I think he has very much brought it to the forefront now, where I don't think anybody's looking past him at this point, because he definitely made an impact when he returned.
Yeah, and on top of that, I would really like a shot to face Nasty Russ at some point for the NWF Heavyweight Championship, because that there, ladies and gentlemen, is a match that you probably want to see. No, not even probably, that you definitely want to see.
I can say that would be a very interesting match to watch, just for the fact of you and Russ both seem to have similar styles, as far as you both go for what you want, come hell or high water, and it doesn't matter who you have to go through to get to it, that's what you're doing.
Absolutely. Plus, on top of that, Callie, me and Russ have never wrestled before, ever.
Which on its own merit would make for an interesting match. Then we have that intergender Halloween massacre match, where Nasty Russ's two, I don't know what you want to call them other than the pumpkin heads.
He referenced them as his friends, so do that. Call them his friends.
Okay. Nasty Russ's two friends, as
there
they take on the man, Roger Ruffin, and it was confirmed Saturday night, his tag team partner will be Big Mama. And that will be brutal. Beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Sure, it'll be brutal for those two. I think the two fine gentlemen that align themselves with Russ, that's who guys are calling the pumpkin heads, which is very disrespectful, by the way. I think this is going to be a tough match for Roger. as far as Big Mama goes. I think it'll definitely be a tough match for her because I don't know if she's ever been in a match like this where she has to probably take some punishment.
I'll tell you what, she is as tough as they come. Although I've never been in the ring with her, I've had plenty of opportunity to see her. And she is one of the toughest women I have ever seen. And as far as Roger Ruffin goes, this is about respect, it is about business, and it is about putting Russ's friends in their place.
Yeah, sure.
So now, let's talk about the unified title match.
Absolutely, that's what we need to be talking about.
And let's not forget the special guest referee for that match.
The undeserving special guest referee.
Which, speaking of which, just this past Saturday, you actually came out and helped him and gain a victory.
No, I didn't help Jay Donaldson do anything. I came out to silence the critics about Kalypso. You see, Kalypso's been in the NWF for what? Maybe like half a year, going on a year probably. And the guy has had everything handed to him. He's had everything given to him on a silver platter. And I don't understand what people don't understand about deserving people. I deserve to be the unified champion. I should be the unified champion. I'm not the unified champion because of Jay Donaldson. Sure, I gave Jay Donaldson a bone and gave him Kalypso's carcass. That doesn't mean I have aligned myself with him. Only thing I did was prove that anything goes here. Anything can happen in the NWF. It doesn't matter if Jay Dawson's special guest referee, sorry. What matters is when I walk into Fairfield, I am walking out the unified champion. And that's the only thing that matters.
So that moment at the end of that match, when he raised your hand, that wasn't you two having something worked out to where I scratch your back, you're going to look the other way on some stuff that I do this Saturday? You two aren't colluding anything?
We're not colluding. There's no collusion. Jay Donaldson doesn't owe me anything. I don't owe Jay Donaldson anything. But what Jay needs to realize is if he does his job correctly, he could, for the last time, get a shot at the Unified Championship. That's the only thing I'm saying.
So basically, if he counts in your favor, you may give him a shot at the title.
I may. I don't know. I feel like when I become unified champion, I'm going to set up a contenders bracket, a top five, if you will. Five people who deserve shots at the unified championship. Not just some people that Nate Pelley or Roger Ruffin pick off the street just to give them title opportunities. I think I deserve, as the future of this company, to have a little say in what we do.
So you don't feel Kalypso winning that match to earn the golden ticket?
Taking the guy barely won the match. He knocked himself out because he was too busy trying to be a risk taker. He doesn't know how to play it smart. He doesn't know how to be a competitor. He doesn't know how to think the game through. Kalypso does all the crazy acrobatics that people want him to do. I can do that stuff too. Let's not forget, I'm not some guy who decided to show up and be a wrestler. I've trained for this. I train in wrestling. I train in Muay Thai, kickboxing. I am a competitor, Callie. I deserve something for my efforts. But yet, time and time again, I have to be reminded that I was given this. No. I should have automatically had this. I'm top of the line. Like, what don't people understand about that?
While I will say you have had an impressive career, and
I got to stop you, Callie, right then and there. I've had an impressive career in the NWF. Actually, that's a lie. The NWF has treated me like dirt. The NWF doesn't appreciate talent. They appreciate character. They appreciate guys who come out and make a fool of themselves, not guys who want to come out and win. I want to win, Callie. I don't want to come out here and shake people's hands and make Doris happy or do anything else. I do this for me. I don't do this for anyone else. I don't do this for the front office. I do this because Lexis Montez has earned the right to be in this sport. But yeah, everybody has it twisted and confused. I'm a champion. I am a competitor. I am a top-of-the-line performer, period. I should be treated as such. I should be rewarded as such.
Was it not Calypso in his debut who pinned your shoulders in Fairfield?
Unfortunately, that is true.
So you can't discredit the fact that Calypso has talent, that he has the ability.
I never said he wasn't talented.
That he has the ability to gain a victory over you.
I'm saying,
regardless
this,
of officiating.
I'm saying he got lucky. It was a fluke. Calypso, from the last time I faced him, couldn't beat me. There's no way, shape, or form that Calypso was beating me last time in Fairfield. And this time in Fairfield, I'm going to prove it again. Unfortunately, the snake that is Jay Donaldson is sticking his gawky nose in our business, and I have to prove in front of him and in front of Calypso that I can do what I say that I'm going to do, and that is prove that I am better than Calypso. I've already proven that I'm better than Jay Donaldson. I just need to prove to the people, or the army, if you will, that I am better than Calypso, and I've always been better than Calypso. It's just a fact.
And I will say, as of last month, I did not like how that match ended. I did not appreciate Jay Donaldson's interference. I truthfully, regardless of the outcome, would like to have seen how that match really would have ended without his interference.
It would have ended with me beating Calypso. It would have ended with me winning the Unified Championship and legitimizing my legacy. Actually, no, starting my legacy, I'm sorry. I deserve this. I don't deserve to be wrestling guys who I don't care about. Calypso's big money. I'll say that loud and clear. He's a draw. He's the guy right now. I deserve to be in that spotlight because you know why? I'm the guy. I'm the better guy. I'm the man. I should be in marquee matches. Calypso was in Thunderdome this year. Thunderdome. I have dreamed in being in Thunderdome since the time I stepped foot in the NWF. My spot was given to some second-rate version of something else, and it was just given to me. Where's my moment? Where's my time?
This Saturday night, we will surely find out.
Yeah, we absolutely will.
The better man. Who will leave?
This is about Ohio.
Who will leave with that coveted NWF Unified Championship?
Absolutely.
I think this is the first time in the history of the NWF, and I'm not going to say 100% that this is overshadowing, but I think this is the first time I actually can feel we're maybe a title match other than that heavyweight title could very easily be the match that everybody is talking about. Nothing.
Yeah, because you know why? Because
away.
We have younger talent on this roster. We have guys who are, I guess, young and up-and-coming hungry guys. You don't need guys who have been around for 20 years to prove that the NWF is still relevant. No. You give it to the future. You give it to the guys who are next up to bat. That's why guys like Jay Donaldson should be praising me for being here. As long as I'm here, Jay Donaldson is irrelevant. Jay Donaldson doesn't add up to the Lexis Montez level. I've beaten Jay Donaldson. I've embarrassed Jay Donaldson. I need to be rewarded for being the best me right now. And this is my moment. Sure, it's come a little bit too late. I deserve all the attention right now. I have the ball, and I'm doing spectacular with it. Do you know, Callie, this is the first time that the NWF has allowed me to touch a microphone. I don't get to cut promos. I don't get to go out there and speak my mind and speak my truth. No, I was under the thumb of William W. Walker. I was in the shadow of Aoka. It's my time. I deserve this. No one else. I lead the pack for the NWF. Not Jordan Clearwater. Not David Tyler. Not Calypso. Me. I am the brightest star amongst all of them. And I prove that every single time I step in the ring.
You certainly do not lack for confidence. And when it comes to this Saturday night in Fairfield, you and Calypso will meet one-on-one. And hopefully, Jay Donaldson will call this match down the middle. There will be no shenanigans on his part. And we can actually see once and for all on that night who is the better man, who will walk out of the UAW hall holding that unified championship. I'm looking forward to it.
As you should.
I have seen you and Calypso face off, and it is always an exciting match to watch. And I think that's because you two have come to know one another's styles.
Yeah, we're
I'm sure
a whole new
he hasn't seen from you. I'm sure there's a lot he hasn't seen from you. I'm sure there's things you haven't seen from him yet.
Yeah.
Hopefully this Saturday night, everything will become crystal clear as to who is the champion, who is the brightest young star in that company.
That's me. You see, Callie, I'm gonna stop you here. There's a term that is used on the other side of the globe, and that is known as the ace. And this is the battle for the ace. I already should be the ace of the NWF, but unfortunately, there's obstacles. There's obstacles in life that you have to conquer, and Calypso was one of those obstacles. I know that I'm better than Calypso. I know that I'm better than most of the guys on the roster. But yet again, Nate Pelly, Roger Ruffin are throwing obstacles in my way to prove myself. When I've already proven that I'm the greatest NWF star that you guys have ever seen. I am, without a shadow of a doubt, the second coming of Chad Allegra. There's no doubt about that.
Now, them are some big shoes to fill right there. That is a young man that I have seen his career for a long time. That, my friend, are some huge shoes to fill. And if that is what you believe you are, then I wish you the best of luck.
I'm going to do things that Chad can never do.
You wholeheartedly have my attention when you're talking about filling the shoes of undoubtedly one of the greatest men I have seen come through that company. And I have seen several come through there. And let me tell you, if you think you're better than him, if you think you are the second coming, then I can't wait to see you prove it to the Army, to the front office, to all of the, what you call, doubters.
Absolutely.
Because, like I said, I have seen that young man from a very early on stage in his career, and honestly, I'm not saying you're not going to be as good as him. I just don't think you're there yet. But I will give you props for the confidence.
And I will take that all the disrespect, Callie. So thank you for disrespecting your guest.
That is not meant to disrespect you, but I am one person that's going to always be honest about how I feel and my opinion. And that is my opinion,
yeah,
my friend.
Sure. Isn't there another person on this show? Where'd that guy go?
Ace, do you have anything you would like to add?
I have to agree that filling the shoes of Chad Allegra is a very tall task.
Yeah, it's a tall task because nobody's chosen to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to prove that I'm better than Chad Allegra ever was in the NWF. I'm going to prove that I am the best NWF wrestler of all time. The fact of the matter is, Ace or whatever your name is, that I have a lot to prove and a lot to show that I never got the opportunity to do until now. You see, me being on your show means that you're relevant right now. It means that you have some type of substance. So I want you to say thank you to me. You don't have to right now, but when you do, just make sure you say it. And on top of that, it's like everyone should know this by now. Lexus Montez is the future. I don't say that because it sounds cool or because it's a slogan. It's because it's the truth. I am the future of this company. I am the future ace, if not already the ace, if already the highlight reel, the show stealer. I am that guy. And I'm going to prove it yet again when I walk into Fairfield to your Jamaican heartthrob, Cool Runnings Calypso, and prove that I am just better than him, that I've always been better than him.
Lexus Montez, I can say this, and I mean this with all the sincerity. Come this Saturday night, you and Calypso one-on-one, myself, the Army, and everyone out there listening to Match Chat right now.
Which is a lot of people now because Montez is on it.
Wish both of you the best of luck. May the best individual win this match. And I personally, I'm looking forward to the whole night, but I am definitely going to keep a close eye on the Unified title match.
As you should. As everybody should. That'll be the match of the night.
You heard it right there, everybody. The Prince of Sport, Lexus Montez.
El Príncipe del Deporte, Lexus Montez.
My apologies, sir.
Yes.
These two gentlemen meet one-on-one for the Unified Championship, and you have stated point blank, this will be the match of the night. This will be the match everybody walks out of Fairfield talking about. They're going to be talking about the man that leaves Northern Wrestling Federation Unified Championship. Or Unified Champion, my apologies.
Yeah, come on, Lady Boss. Man. Get it together. Don't count down to zero.
That was Boss Henry.
So what else you got for me? You got some questions. You guys got some things going on. Come on, y'all. What's up?
So, looking beyond this Saturday night, what is on the forefront beyond Saturday for Lexus Montez? What can we look forward to seeing from you?
Well, Callie, I plan on walking out the Unified Champion and becoming the undisputed Unified Champion, which means I am the sole champion of the NWF. I deserve it. I deserve it. And I will have Nate Tully and Roger Ruffin make up a contenders bracket for those who deserve a championship. I'm just going to run around giving people championship matches. No. I will shape the landscape of the NWF going forward to something that no one's ever seen before. I'm the future. I am the brightest star here, period. There's no doubt about that. You know, for the fact of the matter is, do you know, Callie, that I've done so much PR for the NWF? I've done podcasts. I'm doing this show. This is my life. I don't just do this just to say I do it. I prove it every single time I step in that ring. Every time I step out of the ring, I'm doing PR for you guys. I'm talking on podcasts. I'm giving awareness to the NWF, bringing the horizons brighter and brighter. But yet, I get treated like a second-class citizen there. Like I have three heads or something. I'm better than that. I am better than what the NWF thinks that I am. For a long time, I was stuck, as Jay Donaldson said, performing at the top of the card, which I was. I was at the first match. I'm better than the first match, Callie. You know that. You've seen me every week, every month for the past 2 years. So going forward, you will all understand that I have a bone to pick with the NWF Army. And that championship represents that. It represents all my hardship. It represents everything that's been taken away from me. And I'll be sure to show everyone clear as day that they made the wrong decision and they have given the keys to the wrong people in the past. But I will correct that. And under my new rule, everything will be fine.
So you're wanting to take over?
Absolutely. This is my protest, Callie. Me having the Unified Championship proves that there is a new change, that there's a chapter. Calypso is nothing. What has he done since he had that title? Nothing. He knocked himself out, barely won that match. But yet he's getting praised. He's getting showered and appreciated by the NWF Army. Well, this is a hostile takeover. This is the era of the Prince of Sport. Príncipe Hueco Lexus Montez. The Hollow Prince. I deserve to be showered in greatness. I deserve to be rewarded when I take what's rightfully mine. Then the story can begin.
Wow. I am honestly at a loss, per se, for words to an extent, because that, while I will admit, you may have been overlooked or underrated.
Absolutely, and you said it. You said it. I have been overlooked, underappreciated for so long. But yet, when I get my opportunity that was given to me by Roger Ruffin in his 30-something year career, I should be groveling at his feet, thanking him, when he should be groveling at my feet for saving his company. Me. I've traveled the world, baby. I've gone everywhere. And you know what? Everywhere I go, Lexus Montez is the superstar. No, the competitor, because I don't want to be called a superstar. That's for pageantry. I'm a competitor. I go out there and I do what I'm supposed to do. I go everywhere and they know that I'm a competitor. They know that I am what I say that I am. They know that I prove it every single time. So for Roger Ruffin to give me this opportunity because no one else wanted it is disrespect.
Well, now I will correct the fact that nobody else wanted this opportunity because obviously you beat one of the most decorated NWF champions.
Yeah, I beat one of the guys who's been here for 16 years and doesn't know how to get to the back of the line. Jay Donaldson doesn't deserve to be in my spotlight. Why do you think he deserves that, Callie?
I give you the credit of deserving this shot because you earned it.
Absolutely.
You earned the shot by beating him.
You can't say that a lot of new up-and-coming guys could beat Jay Donaldson, can you?
Honestly, I cannot because I have not seen a lot of the younger guys be able to defeat him. I have seen you defeat him, and I have seen Calypso defeat him. So the two people that I know for fact have gained victories over Jay Donaldson are now battling for the unified title.
And that's how it should be. Jay Donaldson should take the role of the former master and pass down his spot to the rightful heir. And that rightful heir is me. You see, as much as I don't like Jay, I see a lot of similarities between us. We have a lot of things in common. But the thing is that I've proven that I'm the better competitor than Jay. He's a five-star superstar, where I am a top-notch competitor. I'm built for this. Jay Donaldson's body can barely stand to the wind. I have always stood in the sand with my feet planted, enduring the storm that Roger Ref and Nate Pelly have put me through. When Jay Donaldson gets rewarded for being disrespectful, how do you reward disrespect, Callie?
Oh,
I don't. You give them opportunities? You give them moments in the sun yet again? 16 years Jay Donaldson has been here, and what has that 16 years proven? That he's the best? That he can survive? No. It's proven that Jay Donaldson cuts the corner. He takes every opportunity that he can get, and I applaud him for that. But at the same time, don't you dare step in the way of my destiny. Don't you dare take my opportunity. Because I'm not going to let some guy who parades around here in a plastic outfit pretend that he's on my level. He's not. Jay Donaldson doesn't deserve to be in this match. As the special guest referee, he doesn't even deserve to be the ring announcer, which he could probably do better than you and Bossman. He doesn't deserve to be the bell timekeeper. He doesn't deserve it. Jay Donaldson deserves retirement. He deserves to go to the back of the line.
I do believe that he was put in his place last Fairfield by the CEO stating he will call this down the middle. He will raise either yours or Calypso's hand, or he will not receive another shot ever at that title.
Yeah, well, Nate Pelly should have fined him and suspended him for that. But yet, he's giving him the opportunity to be in our match.
But not as a competitor. Which
not
I think
as a competitor, but as a referee, as an official, Callie. The whole weight of this match rests on Jay Donaldson's hand. And yet, it's just been given to him. Nate Pelly doesn't respect me. Nate Pelly doesn't respect the Unified Championship. But in fact, Nate Pelly has shown favoritism on the side of Jay Donaldson. This is a conspiracy against me, if anything.
Maybe I'm lost. How are you saying that our CEO is showing Jay Donaldson favoritism?
First off, why in the world would Jay Donaldson be rewarded a special guest referee opportunity? Jay Donaldson has been known to screw people over. Jay Donaldson has been known to cost people opportunities. But yet, Nick Pelly felt in his right mind that it was okay for Jay Donaldson to have a special guest referee position in a championship match. Why?
With very strict stipulations, because he knows Donaldson wants that title.
Yeah, well, we know Donaldson's going to shimmy and jive his way into something. So keep a clear lookout for that this Saturday at the UAW Hall. Sorry, I don't even remember where we're at because we go there so much. The UAW Hall in Fairfield. So keep an eye out for that and that Unified Championship match.
He should be the least of your concerns, though, because the other young man that's going to stand across from you is the one that you should watch out for.
Sure, I don't have to worry about Calypso because I can beat Calypso anytime I wanted to. He's just on his little hot run right now. So, if you mind, please stop disrespecting your guests, Callie.
I am merely stating a fact.
Yeah, yeah, sure, sure. So is that Ace Diamond guy still on the phone? Hey, yo, you got any questions for me? You got any questions for the Prince of Sport, Lexus Montez, your future unified champion, sir?
I believe Miss Callie has covered everything I wanted to know.
Cool. So what is your what's your position on this show? What do you do here?
I'm actually the host. She just
the host, cool.
Handles the NWS.
Well, you've been a terrible host. You haven't entertained me. Where's your questions for me? You were expecting Ricky Cardinal, but you got something way better than Ricky Cardinal. You got me, Lexus Montez, the Prince of Sport. How you doing? But at the same time, you show lack of interest, sir. Where's your PR communication skills? I've done a podcast for 2 or 3 years. I do shows all the time. Where's your interest, sir?
Oh, I've been very interested.
Cool. So you got anything to say for the future champ, the future of the NWF? You got anything to say? Anything that you want to say on this show?
Yeah, actually, yeah. I've actually enjoyed this entire interview. Just sitting back listening, I've enjoyed everything you say. I just hope you can back it up this Saturday night.
Absolutely. Have you ever seen me perform in that ring? I back up everything I say every single time. Maybe you should take a trip down the UAW Hall in Fairfield.
I may have to try to do that.
Yeah, it would probably be in your best interest to watch that match so I can prove everything I'm saying on this show right now. You know, this is probably one of your best interviews, and yet you're just letting this slip through your fingers. Guy's been doing all the work. Where's your questions, man?
Like I said, I let her handle the NWF interviews.
All right, cool. So, Callie, next thing you know, your guy's going to be off this show because, I quite honestly, you're doing way too much of the workload. You might as well have Boss Man on this show instead of this guy.
Wow. Okay, in all fairness now, he was expecting a different guest.
Yeah, but
however,
he got a better guest. He got a better guy. Why are you so worried about one guy? I'm the better guy here.
And I do respect the fact that you have graced our show with your presence.
As do I.
Honestly, when it comes to wrestling, I said when it comes to wrestling, I do handle all of the NWF interviews. But
well, you see, that's why I do all the PR for the NWF at this point. I should be the face of this company. Don't you see that? I'm out here giving you guys gold interviews, and yet you're squandering it away on Matt Chat every night. See, first of all, why is it called Matt Chat? This is weird. Let's call it something else. Let's call it something cool. Not Matt Chat. Let's call it something better than this. I don't know. You guys figure it out. I could be like your guys' producer of this show. Have you ever heard of the We Don't Even Live Here podcast? Yeah, it's pretty great. You guys should also check out the On Offer Wrestling podcast whenever you get a chance. But at the same time, you really should appreciate that the Prince of Sport is on your show, Mr. Ace Diamond. I hope you post this in the NWF face group thing. I don't know. But you guys got to get on it. Got to let people know that this is the hottest thing going. Lexus Montez is pretty relevant right now, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Prince of Sport and self-proclaimed future.
I am the future. It's just written in the stars, lady. You should know this by now.
Until the smoke clears and the dust settles, you are self-proclaiming you will be the unified champion when we walk out of Fairfield this Saturday night.
Right on.
That being said, fans, make sure you visit Hooterville Sports Cards on Pleasant Avenue in Fairfield, the BP Station on Main Street in Hamilton. Get your pre-sale tickets. Get your VIP ticket, only $15. General admission, $8 in advance, $10 at the door. You do not want to miss this huge card this Saturday night at the UAW Hall. There is going to be so much action. I want to see the NWF Army blow the roof off of that building.
Absolutely.
And that unified title match has the chance to do that. And that is what I want to see.
Sure, sure, man. Sure, sure. Quick question. Well, not quick question. Quick statement. I, here on this show right now, what time is it? At 10:50 at night, October 24th, 2017, I feel like, and this is my personal opinion, that we should lobby for FanFest 12 to be at the Western Hills Sports Mall. That place is beautiful. I don't know why we don't go back there enough. I think we should. I think it'll do a great turnout. That's just my, you know, my personal opinion. But who am I? Just your humble prince of sports. So, Callie, if you have anything else for me or Ace Diamond, am I free to get off this horrendous podcast thing?
To the Prince of Sport, Alexis Montez, I would like to say thank you very much for joining us this evening. And we look forward
you're very
to
welcome
seeing you this Saturday night.
Yeah, absolutely. So follow me on Twitter at TheSuperLexus17, at SuperLexus17 on Twitter. Make sure you come out to the UAW Hall at Fairfield, Ohio for Spooktacular October 28th, where you will see me, Alexis Montez, El Principe del Porte, Principe Hueco Alexis Montez versus Cool Runnings Calypso with special guest referee, some old dude with a bad hip. And I will be the new unified champion. So, adios.
Adios, sir.
Adios.
Ace Diamond, take us home.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Alexis Montez. That was definitely a very interesting, insightful interview. And you can see him in action this Saturday night at NWF Spooktacular as he faces Unified Champion Calypso. That and a whole lot more at the UAW Hall on Sims Road in Fairfield.
Don't forget, kids, make sure you dress up. We have a costume contest. And get your tickets. Tickets, tickets, tickets. Hooterville Sports Card, Pleasant Avenue in Fairfield, the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. We will see everybody there this Saturday, October the 28th, in Fairfield.
Miss Callie, it's always a pleasure.
Ace, have a good night.
You too. Good night, everybody.